And you don't know what it's going to be. I mean, you know, there's songs that, like, I think the next one I asked you to play, Kimberly, I thought, you know, it is what it is. It's a little pop thing with a lot of lyrical content. It was a fun song to do, and I'm happy with it. And I played it for some friends of mine. They're like, holy mackerel, you got to promote this as a single. This is great. You know, I'm like, really? Wow. I mean, I don't know. So it's kind of hard to evaluate your own stuff sometimes.
I really liked it. It reminded me of the Beatles, which you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of had that descending melody.
Yeah.
It kind of was a little happy, but kind of creepy at the same time.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Yeah, we were just talking off the air a little bit about some of the hook elements in that song, which you said that back in the day you got a little bit of training in writing hooks, but you don't really think about writing a hook.
Right. I mean, I remember listening to John Fogerty, for example, a lot, and he has almost like a country musician approach to it, where it's like the song is very simple, and the hook is really just in this, like, two notes on the guitar or whatever. You know, it's just like hardly anything going on. It's like, keep it simple, and it'll work, you know. And I learned that from different seminars I've been to, that a lot of times it's just a three-chord song, but you just have this little, I don't know, little pedal steel thing going on or whatever it is that provides the hook. So, and in that particular song, I guess it's the descending melody with the upper harmony staying on the same note and you know, a couple of different things.
Yeah, it's got a great little, it's just a song that I think a lot of people could just kind of tap their foot to. And
yeah, and that's what I was really going for. As I was explaining during the song, it just had this triplet thing going on where it's Kimberly, what are the lyrics? Can you see, Kimberly, can you see? It's just three notes at a time, Kimberly, Kimberly. But it's over a 4-4 rhythm, so it's kind of like a contrast. And I didn't want to make any complicated lyrics because I wanted to just concentrate on the sound of the triplets over the 4-4 thing. And then, you know, there was like a certain muse I had in mind. There's actually no Kimberly. I mean, I almost kind of made it up. And, you know, if there was a Kimberly, she's gone or whatever. But there's actually nobody with that name. But, you know, it just came out, you know.